When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Every week, we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Let's see how he did.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Powered by H&L Chevrolet in Darien.
On Star 99.9.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying my coffee because there was coffee this morning.
Here we go.
I mean, does he take the whole pot with him every single morning?
No. We were doing pretty decent until Monday morning. Like, when do you need coffee the most? Monday morning. I saw a post on Facebook before I even got out of bed that he had drank all the coffee. And I came downstairs and Anna, he left like 2 sips in the pitcher.
I mean, I figured 2 sips will get you off on the good foot, Anna.
For years, Raven came to work and he basically shamed me for being such a coffee-aholic. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's like he had coffee for the first time and now he's addicted. I just don't know what happened in his brain that all of a sudden made him become such a coffee hog.
Addictive personality.
Yeah, could be that.
Yeah.
Could be that. I'm going to need my own dedicated coffee area from now on. It's in my next contract, Anna's app.
I couldn't figure out what was more annoying, the energy drinks that you used to drink in the morning or this caffeine rush that you get every day. I'm going to go with the caffeine rush. It's worse because you crash after the caffeine wears off and then you're moody, which is even worse.
That is true. You've seen that.
Yeah, right. Alicia, you haven't seen the crashes. They're like, oh, God.
Wow. I mean, it's only one cup of coffee. How are you crashing?
I'm like a little hummingbird. All right. I'm a delicate flower. And if you have me ingest something, just a little bit of something, it can change the whole game.
Okay. Yeah. So the coffee war is still on.
How else has it been behaving as a husband? Anything good going on?
He did great. I had my sister's bachelorette last weekend, and he sent me off with some cash and told me to have a great time, and I ended up having a blast. And I don't, you know, I usually don't have to worry about being away from home or anything. But this time, I don't know what he was doing here. I made sure the house was clean for him and kind of for me because nobody wants to come home to a dirty house.
Right.
So I made sure everything was vacuumed. I dusted. I made sure the bathrooms were clean. We have to vacuum the couch because, you know, we have 4 animals. Can you just vacuum the couch? So I knew I was going to come home and lay on the couch. He had a guy party while I was gone. And I come home and there's grass all over the floors and random stuff everywhere. The deck's all taken apart. The couch was never vacuumed. The rug was missing in the bathroom. I'm like, what did you do here?
I don't remember agreeing to vacuum any couch. I don't remember that.
Well, did he tell you that he just slept on the couch the whole time? He couldn't, like, actually make it to the bed at any point?
Yeah. I got a text that he woke up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning on the couch and then went up to bed. I'm like, my poor dog slept on the couch all night?
The dogs loved it. They were like, this is the best. This is the greatest.
Yeah, craziness. I don't know what happened here. I got very few details about this guy party.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like a party. I went to bed on Friday night. I passed out at, like, 9:20 and woke up at 5:35 in the morning on the couch. So wasn't much of a party. Saturday.
Right.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give your husband this week?
I don't know, the coffee thing was pretty... He was better off taking all the coffee than leaving me 2 sips. That was like torture.
Remember you said that.
He's going to get a little wake-up call because I switched to hot coffee probably in a few weeks. I switched to my pumpkin, and I don't do iced coffee. He's going to have to make his own iced coffee, so...
Sounds like less fighting over the pitcher of iced coffee to me. Sounds good. Let's get you on that pumpkin
right away.
You
better remember to make it.
Yeah. So what's the grade you want to give him this week?
Can't leave 2 sips of coffee. You're getting a D.
Well, I'm giving her a C-.
What?
Make my coffee.
That's, I don't
make
think.
Make extra barrels of it.
Okay.
Now you have enough.
No, can't do that. You already said it. It's on tape. We've got you.
No backsies.
Right. No backsies. No backsies takesies.